To big news now in the world of hockey. Sidney Crosby is back on the ice. The 24-year-old Pittsburgh Penguins star hadn't suited up in nearly a year since January 5th when he suffered a concussion during a game. Sports commentator Stefan Fatsis joins us now. And Stefan, we know that the pro football has been taking concussions more seriously this year. Does Crosby's long absence mean that hockey is also doing the same thing now?
Yeah, I think it does. They were extremely cautious here, and with good reason. Crosby's injury was severe. The part of his brain that controls how the body orients itself in space was thrown off kilter. He had to relearn simple tasks that we take for granted, like maintaining your balance. Now, you hope that a lesser player wouldn't have felt pressured to return earlier in order to save his job. And you got to hope that sports in general are moving in that direction.
And how has Sidney Crosby been doing so far?
Well, he scored 5 minutes into his first game back, so pretty well. Granted, that game was against one of the worst teams in the NHL, the New York Islanders, but still, he's played 6 games overall so far. He's tallied 2 goals, 9 assists, and his team has won 4, lost 1, and tied 1.
Crosby's injury has been seen as a sort of a catalyst for tougher new rules on hits to the head and more stringent enforcement policies. You've talked about this during the preseason. Give us an update where it's at now.
Well, there have been 8 suspensions so far in the regular season compared to 9 in the much shorter preseason. So either the players have received the message and are adjusting the way they play, or the league is backing off a bit in terms of how aggressively it's going to enforce these rules. I think it's probably a bit of both. Max Pacioretty of Montreal was suspended this week for 3 games for a check to the head of an opponent. And Pacioretty said, look, it's a fast game. Hits happen. He didn't think that his check ran afoul of the rules. But what was interesting were his other comments. He said he hasn't made as many hits this season. To be honest, I've been afraid to hit people, he said. So players may not like the new rules, but they are adapting. And one possible side effect is that the number of fights per game is down to 0.43 from 0.52, according to one of my favorite websites, hockeyfights.com.
And Stefan, one of those fights occurred earlier this week. It was a game between the Philadelphia Flyers and the New York Rangers. The circumstances were pretty unusual, right? Tell us what happened.
Well, the fight broke out 4 seconds into the game. It was completely premeditated. If you watch the replay of the video on hockeyfights.com, which I did, you can see Brandon Proust of the Rangers and Zach Rinaldo of the Flyers agree to drop their gloves, which is how most fights happen in the NHL these days. But given concussions and these horror stories from retired NFL fighters that we've been hearing, this is something that the league needs to start getting out of the sport. But there was a contributing factor here. Microphones and video cameras from HBO, which is doing its latest edition of this series 24/7 about the Flyers and the Rangers, following them up to the Winter Classic, which is going to be played on January 2nd.
So it sounds like a setup.
A little bit. This was the first game that HBO was shooting between the Rangers and Flyers, and let's just say they were not unaware of that. Philly started 2 fighters. The Rangers responded with 2 fighters in their starting lineup. Proust said afterward of his insta-fight with Rinaldo, "We wanted to get the blood pumping right away." Whether this is good for hockey, I'm not sure, but it certainly will be good television. The first episode is December 14th.
Indeed. Thanks, Stefan.
Thank you, Guy.
Stefan Fatsis joins us most Fridays to talk about sports and the business of sports.